we're in the middle of the sugya, trying to figure out what the case would be if we hold that you're chayav misa in the sense of being a rodev, having the same sin as a rodev, even against other arayas. How do we explain the fact that the Mishnah says that there's a knas on, let's say, somebody who rapes achoso? So yesterday we said that it could be talking about a case in which maybe the woman herself was unwilling to be moser nafsha, and since she's unwilling, she tells us to leave off of him, because she's worried that he's going to kill her. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if this is going like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem, because then the Mishnah would be saying that in such a case, he's not chayev misa, because nobody can kill him, and therefore he would have to pay the knas. That would be a possibility. Another possibility that we had last night was that it's talking not about the case of ones, it's talking about the case of mefuteh in that particular. In other words, the other cases in the Mishnah, of course, are talking about either ones or mefuteh, but over here we're talking about the case of mefuteh alone. And in the case of mefuteh, obviously everybody agrees, even not everybody, you know, that if she's agreeing to go along with it, we're not going to kill the guy for doing it to her. And here we're up to the first line of Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. And we have now another approach, the approach of Abaye. Abaye Amar, Yochol Lahatzil, Mi'efad Be'echad Mi'evarav. It's talking about over here that we can kill, we don't have to kill the guy, we could stop him by, let's say, shooting him through the leg. And then it would be going like Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul, the Tani Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul Omer, Rodev, Shahaya Rodev Achar Chavero Lahorgo, Yochol Lahatzilu Be'echad Mi'evarav, V'lo Yitzil Ne'eragalav. That if somebody was chasing after someone else, and it was possible to save that person to start by shooting the rodev through the leg instead of through the head, so then you would be chayev. And you're not allowed stam to kill the guy. Since over here, of course, the whole mocker, the halacha, is nara murasa from in Moshiyana. So obviously this would be the din by the arayas as well. And what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul? My time with the Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul, you'll see that Yinatsu Anashim, not the case over there, if you'll recall. Men are fighting with each other, and someone who's trying to smash the other guy ends up accidentally smashing a pregnant woman, causing her to miscarry, and so on. So now, says Rabbi Elazar, we see that we're talking about a case over there. It's clearly an event in which his intent was to kill the other guy, and instead he hurts this woman. How do I know that? Because it says, "V'im ason yiyeh v'natata nefesh tachat nefesh." It says that if a tragedy will occur, in fact, he goes ahead and he kills her, then he would be chayiv. And if his intent was never to kill anybody, then how could he possibly be chayiv? It says nefesh tachat nefesh. He would only be a shogeg. So it's got to be talking about that his kavana is indeed to kill. Fine. Now, what's the din over there that he has to pay? Correct. It says he loyer our son.
The guy he was attacking.
What?
If he had killed the woman with the uber, or the guy who he was attacking.
The woman.
If he killed her, he'd be chayav misa, even though that would have been the shogeg, because he was trying
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's quite miskaven laharagazev laharagazev. So now the problem is that it says him lo yason, that then he pays. Anoshi anesh, then he pays, correct? Why would he pay? If we're talking about a case, I feel off the Amarach, one of the lo yason anoshi anesh, if we're talking about a case, yamar bishle me'acholah, silbiya chadmihe varahav, lo mitam hasil opanapsho. So if the case that we're talking about is that the person could have been stopped over here, and he wasn't, he wouldn't have been killed, therefore, he would have been shot through the leg. Okay, so then he's not standing in a matzav in which he's chayev misa, right? Because I wouldn't have been able to shoot him anyway. In which case, if he causes the death of her children, her fetus, so then the halacha would be that we would have to face Hainu the Mashkachat Vladi Yeanesh, because the case would be Kigod Shiachol, Hatzil Biachad Mei Varav. But if you're going to tell me that it, under any circumstances, if this person is endangering someone, then we just shoot him and we don't try to stop him by shooting him through the leg. Aim for the head. So that even in a case where I could have shot him through the leg, he can be shot through the head. And I'm not mechuyav to be medayek where I'm shooting. Where would the case ever be that this person, in destroying this woman's fetus, would be responsible to pay if at that point, for all intents and purposes, he was under an edict of Misa because he's a Rodek, since he's struggling with somebody else and attempting to kill him? So he must be clearly, says Rabbi Yonatan Ben Shaul, it must be clearly that the halacha is that there is a case in which he's not Chayav Misa. The only case that could be is that the man could have been stopped, short of shooting him through the head. So then there's no chiyuv of misa, and therefore he has to pay if he causes damages at the same time. Says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Maybe Dilma Shani offered him ital lezevet hashlumim lezevi. Maybe there's a difference in this case where he was chayuv misa for his attack on the man on the other side, and the tashlumim now is for something that he did to somebody else. I mean, over here the woman got in the middle, and that's a, you know, Adam Mu'ed Me'olam, but certainly it's a tashlumim to another person. It's not the same person he's attacking. So Sigmar, no, that wouldn't make any difference. Lo shna. Yomar Rava, because we know that Rava says, Rodev Shaya Rodev Achach Avero. V'shiberet HaKelim Bein Shel Nirdab Bein Shel Kodam Patur. We said before that a Rodev that is in a matzav in which he would be killed, if he breaks the window on the way into the machteret, or in the case where he's rode someone to kill him literally, he would be potter. And Rava makes it clear that the patur is on anything. In other words, it could be even another person's kelim. So if on the way he's struggling or whatever, and he tears somebody else's thing, he would be potter. So you see that it doesn't matter who it is that he's being chayav misa on, or who it is that he's damaging. My taima, mitchayev benapsho. Why? Because as a rodev, he's a mitchayev benapsho. The nirdav shishiberet hakelim shel rodev. Now the person who is being chased over here, if he tears the kelim of the rodev, so he would be potzer. But if he involves anybody else's money, shel kol adam, he would be chayev. Shel rodev is patur, shel lo yeh mamonot, chaviv ala migufo. I mean, if the Torah says that he could shoot the guy, so, I mean, why would we have to be more careful about the guy's clothing that the bullet's going to go through, or the guy's soul? I mean, he has a right to save himself no matter what it was. So obviously, if he could be matzo himself for the guy's life, he could certainly be matzo himself by throwing things at him and ruining his clothing or causing any other damage. The reason he can't be potter on somebody else's money, shall call adam chayav, because over there he's being matilas moba mamon chaveiro. There he's taking somebody else's money. What was the heter for not paying back that money? Verodev shaya rodev acharodev lahasilo. Now here's an interesting case. Somebody, a good Samaritan, so to speak, is chasing. I'm using the word only because it's similar to a law that's called the Good Samaritan law. So a rodev that is chasing after someone who is a rodev. Now, what's interesting is that this rodev that's being rodev, the rodev can turn around and kill the guy who's being rodev him. Right? Fine. So nonetheless, in this case, if he's shiber et hakelim, bein shel rodev, bein shel anirdaf, bein shel kol adam patur, here amazingly, the guy, even if he causes damage, he's engaged in a high-speed race to catch up with this guy. And on the way, he runs over things, or he crashes into someone else's car, and so on. Whatever it is, in this case, he's putter. Why is that? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Ah, it's Luminad Din. It's just that this is what's known as the Good Samaritan law. Because if you're not going to allow people, in this case, if he's going to end up being sued by trying to save this other guy's life, אין לך כל אדם שמצאו אותך ורומי, I don't know why should anybody get involved? We're going to turn around and sue me. I'm going to get in trouble. So Mamelo, we made a takana that in such a case, a person is not responsible for trying to do the best to save someone else's life. They're not responsible for damages that are incurred in the course of that. The Mishnah continues on to say that other Averot, even Averot that are similar to Arayot, such as somebody is chasing after an animal to have sex with an animal, but that's not really Arayot because it doesn't involve another person. And since the Torah was Makpid over here on the Pagam, so there's no connection between that case, or let's say somebody's going to be Mechalel at Shabbat, and maybe you should save this guy from the Chilul Shabbat by shooting him. So none of those cases are included. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, that in a case where he's going to be Oved Avodat Kochavim, then Nitala Tilo Benafsho. Then you should shoot the guy. Why? Mikal b'chomer. Now here again, note that we're using the words Nitan Latzilo b'nafsho. The pashtus, it means we're going to be matzil this person from himself by shooting him, unless we view this as saying Nitan Latzil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, but I'm sure shall say.
But when he's running after the animal, you can kill him?
No, you cannot kill him.
Can you kill the animal?
Then that's awful.
Nitan lahatzilo benafsho mikal v'chomer. Uma pegam hediot nitan lahatzilo benafsho. If in order to save a woman from the guy who's going to rape her, you're allowed to save her at the cost of the man's life, so pegam gogoa lakol shekein. Over here, this guy, so to speak, is causing a pegam in the Shem Hashem. People will say, people are over there, but just get caught. So for sure, I should be allowed to save the Shechina, so to speak. Shall we then say that we can arrive at such a conclusion with a kal v'chomer? He holds, in fact, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that you can be onshim min hadin. Now, Tosis explains, this doesn't mean that the general issue, which we're soon going to see, about onshim min hadin, that he's holding onshim min hadin in the machlokas that we have later on, Abaye Barava, has to do with this sugya. This is similar to the case of onshin min adin, where we talk about a achot who's bat aviv u bat imo. In other words, where the case given in the Torah is subsumed by this greater case. He's telling that this case of pegam is inclusive of that case. It's not that we have to bring a kal v'chomer to something external. This includes that type of pegam. So there we have a question. Indeed, Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that that's not called what we usually say as onshin min adin. Tanya Rebbe Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's own son, he said, "Amechalelat Hashabbat nitan latzilo benafsho." Even on Chilul Shabbos, you can be matzil the person benafsho. Savalak Yabua, Yomar Onashim min hadin. So he first of all holds like his father in this, and therefore he already includes Avodat Kochavim. But once he knows Avodat Kochavim, as we were Meramis to yesterday in the Gemara, since the Torah uses the lotion of chilul both by Avodas Kochavim and by Shabbos, he has this as a Xereshava, and that means that for chilul Shabbos we can also stop the person from being mechalel Shabbos by shooting him. Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yotzados nimnu vegomru ba'aliyat beit nitsa belud. Basically, we took a vote. We had a long discussion about this because, unfortunately, it was very nogea how to respond to the Roman persecutions. That all averos shebatorah, im omrim la'adam avor ve'al tehareg, ya'avor ve'al yehareg. If a guy threatens someone and tells him, either do this avera, I shoot you, you should do the avera and not be shot. Chutz mi'avodat kochavim v'giluy arayot v'shvichut damim, except for three cases: avodas kochavim, giluy arayot, and shvichas damim. What? Avodas kochavim lo? You're saying that he should not worship avodat kochavim? V'yatzani omar Rabbi Yishmo minayin shim omru lo la'adam avod avodat kochavim v'yal teharei. How do we know that if somebody is warned, either worship avodas kochavim or we'll shoot you? Minayim ki yavod le'al yareg. How do we know that he should, in fact, worship Avodas Kochavim and not allow himself to be killed? Talmud lomar v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'amut b'hem. You see that the Torah calls the mitzvot haTorah something that you are supposed to live with, not something that you're supposed to die with. So over here, if we'd have to be Moser Nefesh, then you'd have to die for such a thing. Clearly the Torah is telling you not to die. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel is bringing a raya that you don't worship Avodat Kochavim. Yochel afilu b'parhesya, you might think this is even if you're within 10 people. Talmud lomar v'lo t'chalalu et shem kachi v'nikdashti. So therefore it says, no, but lo t'chalalu, and lo t'chalalu, we understand the nikdash, in the contrast of nikdashti, b'toch b'nei Yisrael, means that if there's a b'toch b'nei Yisrael, we'll see what that means, how we learn later that we're talking about 10 people, that in such a case, you should be Moser Nefesh. But they didn't make a distinction between a b'farhesi and not b'farhesi, and aliyat beit nitzah balud. So how were they ignoring Rabbi Yishmol's diet, where it says b'farish in the Torah b'chai b'hem? Says the Gemara, because inafinami, that is Rabbi Yishmol Shita, they would not have argued with Rabbi Yishmol if they hadn't found a b'risa, but there's a b'risa that argues. Inu de amri k'rebelozim. The Tanya of Liezer Omer, Yahavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meyodecha. So now, here we're saying that that which expresses your Ahava, in other words, that he is, just like it would express a human being, he is unique to you, irreplaceable to you, that you'd never do anything to show that you're disloyal. And this is said in the context of all your heart and all your soul and all your belongings. So ne'amar b'chol nafshecha, lama ne'amar b'chol meyodecha? Ne'amar b'chol meyodecha, lama ne'amar b'chol nafshecha? I mean, either one is greater. I mean, whatever you hold is greater. I mean, say it, and I'll make a kal v'chomer. But the point is, im yeshcha adam shegufo chaviv alav mimamono, lakach ne'amar b'chol nafshecha. Im yeshcha adam shemamono chaviv alav migufo, lakach ne'amar b'chol meyodecha. The point over here is that it's including whatever any particular person views with the greatest enthusiasm and care in his life. That's the whole point. That it's talking to you. It's not giving an objective standard. It's saying, whatever it is you care about most, this is more important than what you care about most. And that's the level of the love that you have to express. And your money and your life. Exactly. So that's the case. You see, therefore, that Ahavat Hashem, in terms of Avodat Kochavim, is indeed more chashev than your life. Now, over here, there's no distinction. I'm learning that from Nikdash B'tok B'nai Yisrael. This is said no matter what the circumstances. And so, apparently, in Beit Nitzah, they knew Rabbi Shmuel, they knew Rabbi Eliezer, they passed like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, how do we know this is all very nice, but that's only the Ahavat Hashem Lakech. I mean, that's that which expresses directly Ahavat Hashem is Avodat Kochavim. How do we know that for Gilui Arayot and Shvichut Damim, that one would also say such a thing? Ah, that indeed is a different lima. That's Kid Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, we saw by Na'ara HaMu'urasa, that it says, Ki Yekasher Yokum Ish Arayeyu, Urtsacho Nafesh, Kein HaDavar HaZeh. Now yesterday, we pointed out that when the Torah compares the rapist of the Na'ara HaMu'urasa to someone who is about to murder this woman, on the surface it seems to be saying that we can extrapolate from our reactions to murder what the din should be in our reactions to the case of the Na'ara HaMu'urasa. Is it just me or is it boiling hot in here?
It's very warm.
Could somebody please open the door a little bit to the window? So, v'chimala, yes, yesterday, v'chimala matnu mirotzeach. What is it that we're learning out from Rotzeach to here? I mean, there's no limut from Rotzeach that would teach us anything about this case, is there? Hell, the opposite is true. Mi'ata reza balal amed v'nim salamat. In fact, we're comparing a Rotzeach to a Na'ara HaMu'urasa to teach me that just like a Na'ara HaMu'urasa says b'feirish le'in moshiyala, so that there is an inyan to save her, nitan la'atzilo b'nafsho, Afrotzeach nitan la'atzilo b'nafsho. So now we know that we should save even a person from being murdered. Because, I mean, I might think that, look, I mean, somebody's going to die. Why should I involve myself in determining which one is going to die? That I should save this person. Whoever kills the other one, that's the one that will die. How can I make the determination? Okay, so that I learn from the case of Nara Hamurasa. No. It's a goy. We're only talking about a Jew. Nefesh then, nefesh for nefesh is Jew for Jew. Umbakish Nara Hamurasa l'rotzeach. Marotzeach yehareg v'yal yavor. But there's also, again, as we pointed out yesterday when we were learning the sugya, and it's also comparing an Nara Hamurasa to a rotzeach. Just like a rotzeach yehareg v'yal yavor, af Nara Hamurasa yehareg v'yal yavor. We do, however, learn one thing from a rotzeach, because just as by a rotzeach it's a given that if somebody is threatening you with death, you should have to allow yourself to be killed rather than to kill someone else. How we know that, we'll see in a moment. So there, by Nara Hamurasa, must also be true. If someone tells you, be over, or else I will shoot you, you have to allow yourself to be shot. And how about a rotzeach gufei? How do we take it so for granted that a rotzeach gufei minolan? How do we know that a rotzeach himself should have to be moser nefesh, not that he should be killed rather than to kill someone else? No, but that's a simple svara. I mean, that's logic. Because Ahudi Asavakami, the famous case of a guy that comes, it should be Rava here, the Asavakami to Rava, the Omala, he says to Rava, what am I to do? Omarli Mari Doroi, the mayor, who was a guy, told me, Zil Katle Laplanya, this was one of these, it was like an Israeli type of iriya. So the guy says, either shoot somebody, V'ilo, but if you don't, Katlina Lecha, I'll kill you. What should I do? Oh, Marley, so Rava told him, well, Liktoluk, you'd have to allow yourself to be killed, I'm afraid. Well, Lo Tiktol, and you cannot murder another. Mi Yemar de Dama Didak Sumakven. Who's to say that God thinks your blood is redder? Dilma Dama Dahu Gavra Sumakven. Maybe the other guy's blood is more beloved to God than yours. So why should I say, what's the reason that you would, in fact, shoot the guy? What would be the heter to shoot the guy? That it says, v'chai b'hev. Right? So therefore, I am mechuyev to live. Okay, so if I'm mechuyev to live, that means that the fundamental misa, above and beyond lo tirzah, is to live, like anything else. But the svora tells you that v'chai b'hev is true of anybody. The V'chai B'hem is true of this person as much as it is to you. So who's to say now, well, you're going to say, well, of course, God says V'chai B'hem to me. I mean, he must mean that I'm more important than the other guy's life. I mean, that's absurd. Think V'chai B'hem to everybody. In which case, there's no way that I should be allowed to kill him.
Unless he was five meters?
No, there's no difference with five meters.
Well, in the year where you have to make sure they're coming to get to...
It has nothing to do with this case.
You could say I'm a blur, then I'm not chayv misa, but I'm a sheva.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with was this guy told b'chayv them or not, the guy that's chayv misa? Yes or no? Fine. Right. So now you have no way of knowing which one is more called to a sheva. You're going to part with it. I mean, like the Rambam says, what do you know about
that?
Makes no difference. You're comparing a case. Yeah, you're comparing a case that has nothing to do with this issue. We'll get to such a case, but this is not here. Ki yoser abdimi om Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela shalo b'sha'at gzeirat hamochut. All of this is only true where there is not the din of Mesiras Nefesh because of a general sha'at hashmad. But let's say the goyim have issued decrees against kiyum mitzvot. So they say you're not allowed to be Makadosh HaKodesh, whatever it is, all these strange gezeirot that have. But if it's b'shat gezeirat hamalchut, afilu mitzvah kala, the smallest mitzvah, yehareg v'yal yavor, you must allow yourself to be killed, because then the smallest mitzvah is in fact a statement of your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've turned it into that situation. It's no longer a question of anything but a principle. Once it becomes a principle, then it's included under the V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha. And what do we mean by a mitzvah kala? We'll see. There's another distinction. He has a Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Apilu shelo b'sha'at zerat malchus. When we're talking about this normal case of a chai b'hem, lo amru ela b'tzinah. That's all he said. If it's between you and this goy, or a number of goyim, avo b'farhesia, when you're talking about in front of Jews, 10 Jews, afilu mitzvah kala, then even on the smallest mitzvah, ye'arei ve'al yavo, you should allow yourself to be killed. My mitzvah kala, huh? So what do we mean when we say on a small mitzvah? Omar Rav Bar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav, afilu l'shenuye arketa demesana. Even if there was a specific minhag in which goyim wore their shoelaces of one color, and Jews wore their shoelaces in another color, for instance. And this guy says, I want you to look like a goy. You're going to start acting like we act. What is this mishigata going around wearing black shoelaces instead of white shoelaces or whatever? So over there, you have to be moser nefesh, even though it's only a minhag and so on, because this is b'farhesa, and therefore it's a definition of your love of Judaism. B'kama b'farhesa, when you say publicly, what does that mean? Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochan, in b'farhesa p'chuta mi'atzara b'nei adam. The definition of b'farhesa is at least 10 people. Now, a pshita Yisraelim, when we say 10 people, we mean 10 Jews. V'chti v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tisha Yisrael v'nochri achad mahu. What's the din if there was 9 Jews? We have a rove of Jews. We have one guy that's mixed with them. So, I mean, is it 10 means all 10? So he says, of course. The basis of this is a pasuk. Is that saying a svara? Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Yana Yachud, Rabbi Yabarava, Asya Toch Toch. The marker over here is the Nigdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. And Toch appears in the Torah in a situation in which there were 10 Jews. Because K'tivata, he badlu mitoch ha'idah hazot. Now, what were we talking about over there? All of the Meraglim were 12. But of course, we don't include Toch ha'idah. We don't include Kolev and Yoshua. So, Mal alan asara b'kulu Yisrael. Just like over there, we're talking about 10 people, all of whom are Jews. Afkan asara v'kulo Yisrael. So where we are referring to something that's done specifically for to make a point, or we're talking about where some individual wants to make a point, even though the spirit of the times is not necessarily to encourage such a point. And it's b'farhesia. So the first one would be, if it's in general, there's a gezeira, would be even b'tzina. Then if it's an individual, and there's 10 people present, then you would be chayav to be moser nefesh. That's an interesting question. I haven't seen anyone who suggests there's a difference. Why there should be.
Reforms?
I can't tell you. Yeah. We should do this online yet. No Reform Jews. Says the Gemara, how about Esther? Now, how did Esther go about sleeping with Ahasuerus? If Esther was b'farhesia avoy, I mean, everybody knew what she's tipping going down there for, and therefore it's considered. Oh, that's an important point. I mean, when we say b'farhesia, I mean obviously nobody's present when she's sleeping with Ahasuerus. But the idea over here is that what's going on is b'farhesia. That itself, and that tells us, shows from here, that itself is considered to be b'farhesia. B'farhesia doesn't mean that they literally see the chait. So why then, so even though it was obviously la'ana'at atzmo, but I mean, she's still considered to be b'farhesia, isn't she? What exactly is the question over here? Are we asking only now? Why are we asking only now? Why aren't we asking from just the fact that it's Arias? We said Arias makes no difference if it's Farhesia, not Farhesia. We said Dilei Arias should have asked Avodah and makes no difference. So that means we should have asked this question before, just in general. Would it? Why are we asking Farhesia? It's nothing to do with Farhesia. Farhesia was limited to the case where a goy is doing something publicly. So this is Pechual, I mean, it's a non sequitur here. And the Tosas is bothered by this problem. There's some very interesting responses over here. The Rabbi Natan has a fantastic solution to this, which brings up all types of other issues. And he says that a goy's intercourse is not considered to be intercourse, because it's like an animal. Zirmatsus zirmatam, and we were not referring to human interactions over here. And so the male of the Rachmanis was mafkir, so to speak, the zera of the Yom Kippur. It's a zirmatsusim zirmatam. So too it was mafkir sex, the claw with the Yom Kippur. It's not called real sex. That's true, but it's not. This is not an animal that the Torah asked either.
And if a boy is running after a naramusa.
Oh, so according to this, Rabbi Natan comes to the conclusion, in the general sense, that therefore, if a guy would sleep with a Jewish woman, so it wouldn't give her a din of iser. So wouldn't Aser or Obal or on the boat. He had an actual case in which a goy who had slept with a woman that subsequently becomes a ger. And the question is, would she be also on the boel after the death of her husband? He says, well, this is somebody, this has nothing to do. I mean, there was no bia before. If it's a bia as behema, he even would tie that it was mutter for kahuna. Because there was no bia at all. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's right, in Avinami, according to him, it shouldn't be. And Rivam, based on this, on what Moshe Baruch has said, based on other issues, because when it says Beferish that Kasher Avadati Avadati means by Esther that she was Osir to Mordechai because of sleeping with Achashverosh, last we heard Achashverosh was a goy, and that shouldn't have answered her according to this. So I said, how is that possible? What is Zirmatsu Zirmatam, which simply means that the child isn't miyuchas, like he wouldn't be miyuchas after a horse, he's not miyuchas after an Ovid Kachovim. What does that have to do with the act of intercourse itself? It should have nothing to do with the issue here of actually sleeping with her. Yeah.
Which would indicate that there is something.
No, between themselves, I don't understand. We're talking about vis-a-vis a Jew. And it's like the other issues that we've differentiated. Right? So says the Rivam that when it comes to the issue of asking from Arayos, we understand that by definition, there's a difference between passivity and activity. That's a given. Because, I mean, let's say somebody picks you up and he wants to throw you on top of someone else in order to kill him. Now, you mechuyev to be moser nefesh, to prevent yourself from being used as a weight to kill somebody else. Of course not. The whole point over here is that we tell this man, who was threatened by Mori Doroi, look, you cannot be the one to decide to pull the trigger. I mean, who's to say, what does that have to do with being used as an object? Being used as an object is not my act at all. I'm not pulling any trigger. So what's the problem? So to be used as a sexual object, it's not the question that that's not called avodat kochavim. We're talking about a female here. We're not talking about a male. Furthermore, Rivam wants to go even so far as to say that even a male, in the case that he already had an erection before this guy comes along with a gun, if he wants to use this man's body to sleep with a woman, that's also passive. Because the only activity that we say for a male is always considered to be not an onus is getting an erection in the first place. That's called active. Because there's no, that's you. I mean, nobody's forcing you to have an erection. But in a case where, for some reason, he was erect before the guy comes along with a gun, so then even that would be called passive. So that's a dover pashut, says the Rivam, that there would be no chiyuv to be moser nefesh as a passive, non-participant, because somebody else is doing the actions. Yes.
Wasn't there a Tosfos reference earlier to another Gemara where he said something about it? If there's
but
enjoyment, then it's a maaser.
No, but that's not where there's an ones. That's a different issue. That's there's no miscat. There's no sense over there of being misasek in a dovrakar, because you can't be misasek while you're enjoying yourself. That's in reference to misasek. You're confusing different inyanim that are rochak mizrach mimarav. You're throwing them all into a pot over here. Mm-hmm. A misasek means that he is thinking about a completely different act, like the case where he's picking something up, not even realizing it was attached to the ground. What he's doing has nothing to do with what was done, his intent. But you can't say that where his body is physically enjoying what's happening. And how could that be a misasik? The pleasure itself is part of his awareness, and therefore he's. But this is not a misasik. This is to do with will. So the question of, remember, we have to distinguish. I think perhaps it's important to establish this up front. Suppose a person is a vampire. And he needs to drink someone else's blood in order to survive, assuming that vampires are called alive. Yeah. So now the shaila is like this. Let me ask you a general question. Suppose this guy would have gone ahead and shot the other fellow. And he wouldn't have listened to Rob. He would have gone ahead and said, look, you know, I just can't face it. I'm going to kill the guy. And we warn him and we say, you're not allowed to do that. If you do that, we're going to kill you. And he shoots the guy anyway. Will we in fact bring him into court and kill him? Will the case stand up?
Who are we talking about shooting kill? Sorry, I'm lost.
When he's back at the
where
the Dory
Maury DeRoy.
The
vampire in need to survive with his blood and therefore.
Let's take this case first. This guy needs to survive. Somebody has a gun in his back. He's going to shoot somebody in order to survive. He's not supposed to. He's been warned, and we have witnesses, and they say, if you do that, we're going to take you to court. We're going to have you killed because I'm an Arkain. I'm not going to let this guy kill me. Is he chayim?
Yeah.
No. Why is he not chayim?
Because he thought he was threatened.
No. That doesn't matter. We told him he's not. Who cares what he thought?
It
wasn't of his own
will. Exactly.
He didn't do anything. Because what he did as an anus. It's not his act.
He had the trick. He could have been.
Correct, but that's what defines anus.
Your thoughts? His thoughts? I'm trying to understand.
He is doing something under duress, true? He is under duress. So by definition, he's an anus. The chiyuv of mesirut nefesh is that you must act to even avoid being an anus. So this is a meida mitzvah, correct? Nowhere do we see that for this meida mitzvah that there's a chiyuv of visa. If you're not mekayem it, there's no chiyuv of visa that's associated with it. We're told we have this a shevin l'kecha. That's all. Otherwise, it's not your action. V'lanara lo taaseh davar, and this is a case of v'lanara lo taaseh davar. It's not my act. I'm a zombie. Suppose now the guy is a vampire, and that's not law. We don't kill the guy. He's potter completely. Now, suppose the guy is a vampire, or take a more reasonable case. The man is dying. Kupat Cholim refuses to pay for his medication. He doesn't have any money. The only way he can get the medication is by shooting the Kupat Cholim pharmacist and taking it. Yeah? He's got 2 minutes to live. He shoots the guy, grabs the medication, and saves his life. We warn him. So now we drag him into court. In that case, is he chayim or not?
Yes.
Of course. In that case, he's chayim. Because it's not considered to be under duress. We understand that there's many reasons that he has for doing what he's doing. However, he's not, he may be under a lot of pressure, but he's not an onus. He had to make the choice of what he's going to do in order to save his life. It's not that this act per se is in the hands of a person who's pulling a trigger. No one's taken over his mind.
And if he had not done that, he would have died.
Correct.
But the equation was different.
To live, that's the case here. He needs the blood to live. Yes, he has to eat, but he's not an onus. This act, he's not an onus for. He's just under pressure, and he made the choice to do this to avoid the pressure.
Somebody is forcing him.
In the other case, somebody is forcing him to do this.
Outside
force. Yes. It took over his choice. This is what you have to thread is the same. But the thread is not focused on this choice in this case. It's just part of the general things that you take into consideration when you make a choice like this. It's you who created this choice. In the other case, it's the other person who created the choice. So it's a response to his mind and his gun. All right, so now in the case that we're talking about over here in general, we recognize that as in the sense of being passive, there's no choice that's involved. I'm not doing anything. So there's no question. That Tosfos says that's a given. The Gemara would never have asked, how could Esther have done that? What did she do? Didn't do anything. Because when it comes to anything else that she did, we said that's just preacher's theology. But in the actual intercourse, she's passive. She's the object of the intercourse. So if that's the case, then that's a given that she would be potter. The only question is, what about the fact that you need to actively pursue a Kiddush Hashem because of this nuchiyah? In the Bifarhesia, you're making a point. And you have to do something about that point. And now that's a different issue.
So maybe she was guilty because she participated in that
and
she was
chosen. She was chosen. That's priestess.
But it's not in the act of intercourse. I just addressed that. So priestess of the Alma, we're not discussing. Just had that case today, right? They finally gave up on the Miss World contest.
Yeah.
The Arabs got it thrown out of Nigeria. Cost them a few hundred lives and so on, but that's cheap.
Another world conflict with Muslims and
the world lost again.
Well, talking about Miss Universe, I'm not sure that
the matter was the principle
that
we lost.
Rav Amar. So Amar Abaye. Esther karka olam haita. Esther was passive, and therefore, even in terms of this halacha of the Bepharhesia, there's no din of mesirut nefesh. Rava says you're making a mistake on your whole assumption of the. The idea of somebody doing something, Bepharhesia, doesn't mean that somebody asks you to do an aver Bepharhesia. It means that somebody's making a point of asking you to do the aver Bepharhesia. Over here, Achashverosh, first of all, doesn't know she's Jewish. And secondly, he has absolutely no issue over here with religion. He's only interested in fun. And therefore, what he's doing is entirely for his own purposes. And nobody ever suggested that there's a bit of a seer of nefesh for somebody else's purposes. Hanat atzman shayni. Ilot temahafi. If you don't agree to that, how do we give money to the Quakers or the Dominics? I mean, how many Quakers, the Dominici? Actually, it doesn't quite mean that. But it's types of these containers that are given to various religious sects to be used in front of Avodat Kohavim, and they insist on collecting it from Jews, and the Jews give, and, you know, they put up a little sign in front, we gave. And so how do you do that? That's one shiny. Obviously, they may have intent to use it for Avodat Kohavim. That's no problem. And they're not asking us to be over there with that kohavim. So it's hanat atzman. They want us. They want our money. So there's no issue in that. Alkinami hanat atzman shani. V'yad the Rava l'tame. This is Rava l'shitato. The Omar Rava points out that you could have the same case on the surface, and it's very, very different. Let's say an akum comes to a Jew. The Omar of Yisrael k'tol aspatta b'shabata. It's a very cute. Very cute play on words, because the word that we use for cutting down hay is k'tol. We kill the hay. Because it's young, so aspasta is harvested early. So either you kill the aspasta or I kill you. So he says, kol aspasta b'shabata b'shdi l'chiyuta, v'ilo katlino l'cha. Look, I want my animals fed. Now you cut down this hay and feed my animals, or else you're a dead man. Let him kill the aspasa, but they shouldn't kill him. On the other hand, if he says, you cut the hay and throw it into the river, Shadila Nahara, then let himself be killed and not kill the aspasa. My time up. The reason is clear. He's trying to make a point. He's telling you, cut the hay and throw it into the river. He's trying to show, I don't need the hay. I want to watch a Jew cutting hay on Shabbos. So that's what he wants, and he's making a point and turning this into a test case of the Ahavta. And therefore, it's my time, Laburi Milta Kaboy. He only is doing this on principle. And on principle, it becomes a chiyuv to be Moser Nefesh.
With Asura or without?
Asura?
Asura, does it need to be 10 Jews watching, or can this be the devil alone, this case? If he was just by
no, this is the same case we had before. Abba Befarasi, Afila Mitzvah Kala, we had Afila Shalom B'Shat. Yeah, we made two distinctions. One B'Shat Malchut, and one B'Farhesi, one of points being made. That was the cases that we expressed earlier. Now, what's interesting is that Rashi, in the original Gemara, Vatilu Mitzvah Kala, says, Shelo Yargilu Olde Kochavim Lahamrichat HaLavavot Bekach, which many understand to mean that Rashi says it's a Derabonah. It's not that because he made a point of it, it now becomes included under the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, which is the Pashas in the way the Rambam learns. But rather, if we will allow you to give in on this, they'll take over. So here's the question, can the Rabbanan be mechayev you on Mesirut Nefesh? Because the whole mocker of your keeping Rabbanan in the first case is not a mitzvah that you're mechayev to be Moser Nefesh on. So what's the logic now of the Rashi? Okay, I could throw that at you to think about. So this is Rav Ashita, and indeed this is how we paskin, that there's an afkamina between the intent of the Akum in the case of the Befar Hasya, unless, of course, it's Bishat Hashmad. If it's Bishat Hashmad, it makes no difference. It has been so defined by the government. What we name Rebbe Ami, Ben Noach Mitzuvel Kedushat Hashem, or in Mitzuvel Kedushat Hashem. How about a Goy? Does a Goy have to be Moser Nefesh for the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, or not? Now, Tosfos asks, isn't it Poshet that the Mitzvah V'chai Bahem is said to a Yisrael? Right? In other words, if it wouldn't be for B'chai Bahem, the only reason that we said that you're supposed to allow yourself to be killed, and not allow yourself, to be killed, is because of B'chai Bahem. So if it wouldn't have said B'chai Bahem, then it would have been a fear for the Jew also to be killed. So why, what's the Gemara's question? If the B'chai Bahem isn't told to you, so then Lechora, you should bepash this. The mitzvah includes, God said don't do it. So you're saying, yeah, but I'm going to be killed. And so where did that come into the equation? God said, don't do it. Period. Why should there be? B'chai Bahem is a discussion of what Torah means. They certainly don't have a fear of a B'chai Bahem. By the way, I should mention the question of how to learn B'chai Bahem. In other words, what about if somebody actually is Moser Nefesh in these cases, and he's over on B'chai Bahem? So the Rambam learns that B'chai Bahem is an absolute. In other words, if you allow yourself to be killed where you're not supposed to allow yourself to be killed, you're Chayav Misa. I have an elderly aunt that I go visit every summer, who lives in Montreal, the last survivor of that generation, my grandmother's sister. And every year I warn her, you die during this year and I'm going to murder you. that's what it sounds like. But there's a chiyuv every year of your chayav al nafsha, in other words. It's like committing suicide. There are others who learn that no, you have a right to. Other rishonim say, chayav al is a heter, it's not an absolute chiyuv. The Smag even says it's a chassidus, is to make a point, it's in your Moser Nefesh, and that's a good thing. On the contrary, it's just, it's not me Iker Habin. Lamaisa, we paskin, most of the poskin paskin, that since it's a suffix, that you're not allowed to. So if you haven't, there's those who hold that it's osur, so you're not allowed to find. But over here, the challenge is, what about an akum? But if we think back, remember that we just explained that it's not your act. Isn't that right? So, of course, the guy is not mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh. He's not doing anything. We needed the Meira mitzvah of the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha in order to be mechuyev, the Jew, to be Moshe Nefesh. Given that that's true, how do we know it's not true of every mitzvah? Ah, because it says mechuyev. So therefore, all we're left with is the most intense expression of Ahava, in which either it's a point, or it's Avodat Kochavim itself, which is the essence of, yes, God or somebody else. The only way we know Nara Murasa is by a Hekesh, and then we have the Rotseach, that just Poshet Esvara, because V'chaibahem wouldn't apply. Since V'chaibahem would force you to choose one man's blood over another, obviously that can't be where it says V'chaibahem. So the V'chaibahem is only coming to cancel the V'chaibahem Hashem Elokecha. But that doesn't say V'chaibahem Hashem Elokecha by the goy. So that's really what it would boil down to. So if that's the case, how do we learn by the Akum? Do we go now and take the mitzvahs of Akum and say it was given in the same way that a Jew was given the mitzvah or not? Says now Abaye, well, obviously there's no additional chiyuv to a goy of the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Toshma sheva mitzvot nitzavu b'nei Noach. According to you, there would be 8 mitzvot. Because the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha is now a made a mitzvah that would now define the other mitzvahs. Where does it say that there are chayav and 8 mitzvahs? What makes you even think that there could be a separate chiyuv of the Ahavta? Omar le'rova, that's not a raya, because maybe it means inu v'chol av Yisrael. In other words, maybe the point is that the mitzvah that is given to the goy is given in the same mode that all of the accessories to the mitzvah, that would be Machayev the Jew, as it's expressed now in the Torah, would be applicable to the goy as well. So you can't bring a raya from that, because it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. We would, certainly wouldn't include it as a separate chiyuv, but we would say, if we find that the Torah views Avodat Kochavim as something that is given in a way in which you're mechuyev b'meida mitzvah to be moser nefeshan, so then that's how it's given, that's what it means. So my Havi Allah, what's the bottom line on this? Rav Ada Bar Ava, they bring a brilliant proof for this in the Beis HaMidrash. Amrei Beirav, k'siv l'davar hazeh yislach Hashem la'abdecha. See, we have this amazing story. Naaman says, wow, I can't believe it, you cured my tzaraat. Now I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. I'm just going to have a little bit of a problem. Coming back home, I can't say this. So I'm going to be walking in now with the king, and he's going to bow down to this fish idol, you know. So is it okay? I'll just, you know, just one time I'll bow down before making my getaway. So the davar hazeh yitzlach Hashem la'avdecha. I mean, I'm going to ask God's forgiveness. I mean, what am I going to do? The king's going to bow down. I'm going to make a point that I'm bowing down. It's the end of me. I'm going to bow down. So amazingly, Elisha says to him, "Lech l'shalom, zaygezus," meaning, okay. So why does he have to say okay? Im ita. I mean, the guy's telling him this is the way it's going to be. He's telling him that's the way it's going to be. He should just ignore him. So why should he say, okay, fine, Lech l'shalom? Lech l'shalom means I'm masking. That that's all right. Why is it all right? Because he's under duress. So you see that it must have been that it's mutter. He needs a lo lemale. Why in the world, then, would he have to say something to him? I mean, even though there's no chiyuv of tochacha, but he certainly doesn't have to be masking. He's testing him out over here, Naaman to Elisha. Would that be all right? So don't say no, and don't say yes, it's all right. You can ignore it. So lo leimala. So the Gemara, yeah, but the case over there was that it was Betzina. So maybe even if a Benog would be Mechuyev, he's still the same Mechuyev that the Jew would have. And therefore, since there are no Jews there,
don't
10 Jews?
There may be 10 Goyim. There was no 10 Jews in Beit Ramon. So maybe there's an Akvina between Betzina and Befarhesia. Omer Yudam Rad Maaseh Adam Echad Shnatani Nav Biisha Achad. There was a guy who felt madly in love with a certain woman. Behela Libotina, and he got so heartbroken. This is to those who claim that romantic love was a discovery only of the Romance era. Here was a guy who went, who got so brokenhearted about this woman. They came to the doctors and they said, look, this guy is going to die. He's got to have sex with this woman, if not, he's dead. So they came and had the shamans and mutter to save this guy's life, to have him sleep with this woman. They let him drop dead. So I said, okay, all right, you know what? Maybe we can compromise. Let her just prance around naked in front of him. Maybe that will help him. So Talmud lefanav aruma. No. They passed him yamut v'al Talmud lefanav aruma. Let him drop dead. Let him just have a conversation with her. He'll stand behind the mechitza. She'll be on him stand in the mechitza. Tisaperi mo me'achorei hagader. Yamut, let him drop dead. V'lo tisaperi mo me'achorei hagader. So they said, we will not violate over here this woman. Now, what was the case over there? Pliki bo Rav Yaakov Arid Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chad omer eshet ishaita, v'chad omer pnuya haita. So now focus whether she was married or she wasn't even married. Now, wait a minute. I mean, if you're going to tell me she's an eshet ish, okay. Shabbat, I can understand the extension of the law. She's not even married. What's the big deal? What's the big issue over here? Papa says, look, we don't do something that turns a famous, like a famous case. The whole world's going to be talking about you. You know, his daughter had to save this guy's life, and it's disgusting. What are we going to give somebody's family a bad name for? Ravaka, Bered, Ravika, it's not much more than that. It's today Shalom Yubinot Yisrael Prusot Ba'arayot. It's because we need to make a point that in essence this is Arayot. That's what it boils down to. I mean, you're going to make it, well, it's only to prance around a little bit, it's not real Arayot, it's only to have a conversation. The point over here is that you're giving in to Arayot. So let him just get married to her if she wasn't married. I mean, what's the big deal? Well, Linsav. No, he still died. Marriage, that's not what he wants. Lomi Atva died, he'd never be happy with a marriage. Get Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. As Rabbi Yitzchak pointed out, Miyom Shecharab Beit HaMikdash, from the day that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitlat Ambiya, nobody enjoys sex anymore. Unless it's Ovrei Avera. You need to know Ovrei Avera. If you're doing something wrong, then you can still enjoy it. Shemem Amayim Genuvim Yimtaku. The lechem starim yin am. Bread eaten in secret. We know bread always means woman. Kiyim, that's the parsha. Kiyim alechem asher, that's where we're up to, right? Almost. So the lechem refers to a woman. Only lechem sitarim, only bread that's eaten that you have to hide out from, that's yin am. That's delicious. So this poor guy, once he'd get married to her, for sure he would die. Hadin Allah ben Sorer or Borer. Elu Hein Harni. I'm sorry. We don't do that until we're really ready to find God. And the Elu Hein Hanisrafim. To be continued.